I'm your host, Shanae Lazenby.
And I'm JC Caver.
And this is
Softballing with us.
Welcome back, everybody. And we're here. We're going to start off recapping the Easton Bama Bash.
Yes, Shanae. I really think they did a good job. They won all of their games in the Easton Bama Bash. So we're going to start off talking about Wichita State, which was February the 21st. And the girls won 13-2 in 5 innings. I think that was a good game. It was a good thing to start back off after their loss to Oklahoma State with that 1-4. I think that was a good thing to start us back off in Wichita.
Yes. Then the next game they won 5-0 against Penn State, which was excellent of them. The tie with the shutout helped bringing them back alive. That home field advantage really helps them, as you can tell.
And then we had Louisville. They came back and they won 9-0 with Louisville in 5 innings. And that set it off. Once they won, I was like, okay, they're ready. We had 3 back-to-back. We're going to finish this classic off with a bang. So.
And then on Saturday, to continue the momentum, they beat Penn State again, 14-6, in a 6-inning run rule, which is excellent for the Tide to keep the momentum going with that home field advantage and just showing out for their fans and to keep it all together.
See, when I saw those scores go up, because, you know, they went against Penn State, won that 5-0, and they came back and won that 14-6. I'm like, wow, like they really went up for that. With 6 innings in that. And then they came back with Louisville also going up another point, and it was 10-0 with 5 innings. So our girls wiped them out the entire Easton Bama Bash. I think they were amazing. That was an amazing run for them.
Yes. Last week. Skylar Wallace was on fire that weekend. She was that weekend's MVP. And so she's a great player, just a great leader. She's a sophomore, and she's proving that she deserves her position. Next, we have the Easton Crimson Classic that was this weekend. And they started off by going against UT Arlington on Friday, and they beat them 11-3 with a 5-inning run rule again, with great pitching and great hitting to keep the momentum going, and that was great.
And then we came back and we lost against Arizona, which is number 7. We lost that 1-2. And that was very heartbreaking. I think everyone had, like, that moment where they were like, oh, my gosh, girls, I thought we were on the run. Like, we had everybody. We were coming back. And that 1-2, I think that kind of maybe broke the momentum a little bit because of the next game, which they played UT Arlington.
Yes. The Arizona game was a close grit game. It went all the way to 6-7 innings. It was very close. Led them into the UT Arlington game, and they came back and won 3-2. Early Saturday at 1:30, they came back and won that game.
Yeah, and then after that, they came back and lost, and it was 5-6. Which, like I said, I think that losing the first time to Arizona with that loss of 1-2, you even saw the scores go down from the UT Arlington game, where first they won the 11-3 in 5 innings, then came back with the 3-2. So now when they play Arizona again, they played that 5-6 game. Well, 5-6, and I thought that was very heartbreaking to see them lose that momentum.
Yes. The Tide definitely expected to win that game on Saturday against Arizona. They went up 5-3 in the bottom of the 6th inning, and then Arizona just came back at the top of the 7th with a 3-run home run with 2 outs. A 3-run home run on 2 outs. And beat the Tide. They couldn't put up any points on the board in the bottom of the 7th. But they came back on Sunday against McNeese and won 4-0 with the shutout to end the Easton Crimson Classic. So that's good. They ended the weekend with a win. And Skylar Wallace continued to show out that weekend. She had 5 hits, 4 runs, and 2 doubles that weekend, which is a great way to end the weekend. So she's just continued to rack it up.
And also, like, highlights from the Easton Crimson Classic, you know, Hemphill reached base streak in both games, in both of the UT Arlington and Arizona game, with streaks to 16 games. And then junior KB Sides and senior Alexis Matt hit streaks ended the game versus UT Arlington at 8-7 games. So I think those were some good numbers. I just wish we could have put up more of a fight. I don't know what happened then. And it was just crazy. I just know that the senior Sarah Cornell struck out at a season high of 7 batters across 5.0 innings versus UT Arlington. And Goodman pitched 2.0 scoreless innings in the relief for her first save. So I think they were doing good. It's just, I don't know what happened. What do you think happened, Janae? You think it was just bad gaming? Was it the loss of a player, or just overworked from winning at the beginning of the Classic?
It's just not finishing, as you can see with the Friday score against Arizona, losing 1-2. I just feel like it's just not just pushing through to at least maybe tie the game to go to extra innings, or to even win the game without having to go to extra innings. I feel like it's just simple things like that, not really focusing on the defensive side when it comes to that, because Lexi, she pitched a very good game against them on Friday. And so I didn't expect anything less with the next game. And then as you see the Saturday one losing 5-6, I just really feel like it's the same thing not finishing, because you have them at 2 outs. All you have to do is get one more batter, either strike them out or make them hit a ground ball or a pop-up or anything just to get the job done. And I just feel like it's just basic fundamentals of just pushing through, having grit, and just finishing the job. The team did well, though. They hit well.
And their base running was good.
Yeah, base running was good. Bailey Hemphill, she hit a home run, recording. She has 50 home runs with a total of being here with the Tide. She's 10 away from breaking the record. And she most likely will beat that this season. It was her senior weekend. Also, she had her senior game along with Crystal Goodman. She had her senior game this weekend. So I just feel like the Tide just needs to calm down and get back to basics and just focus on themselves, because it's just them against themselves. Like, no one can really compare.
Yeah, that's true. I definitely believe that slowing down is probably one of the key things they need to do, because I think getting that momentum started where they were winning all those games is just like, it was a known fact. Even us as fans were like, hey, they're going to win this. You know, I think I remember the coach talking about how they need to get back to the basics. And I feel like that if we incorporate more of the basics into the practices and how they play the game, we should get back to how we were for this upcoming season, because it's like we want to make it to the finals, semifinals, and things like that. And I don't know how this weekend has played out for the girls to make it back there.
Yes. With us hosting the SEC tournament this year, and the tickets just went on sale today, actually. I just feel like the Tides, that they have a lot of high expectations, and they're definitely going to have to live up to those. For sure, they had 3,826 people in attendance for the Arizona game on Saturday. So, obviously, the Tide is very important. A lot of people have their eyes on them, for sure. And also, another thing, like, this is tough competition. These aren't just basic schools. Like, these are top 10 teams that they are competing against, winning some of them and losing some of them. So the Tide cannot be counted out, for sure. Right now, their record is 11-7, which is a little different than from last year. When they're finishing from the whole year 60-10. So it's just a little bit different to see. It's very surprising based on how they did last year. But I just feel like it's just the minor injuries that we have of certain players being out. Two of our important seniors being out, Alyssa being out. She's definitely a key player on the offense, but she'll be back later this season. Claire Jenkins being out the whole season is really just a killer. She's definitely a key player for the Tide also. So I just feel like it's just little bits and pieces that are missing from the puzzle.
Yeah, I think that's also something. But, you know, Alyssa will be back, hopefully, to take on some of these good rock. Like, we have Tennessee, we have Troy, we have all these other people coming up, Ole Miss, UNA, Missouri. So it's a lot of – it's more games that I feel like the girls can really – we have Texas and BYU as well. But we have those games where we could also get a key player back, which is Alyssa, who can probably bring that momentum back. Because, you know, you lose a little stride or a little head game when one of your team members isn't there to help lead the team, you know, to show the girls, hey, we did this last year. Of course, there are other seniors who were there and other juniors and sophomores, but it's also like some key players you can just tell really made, like, help form the team. And I'm pretty sure they all are waiting for her to recover to come back. And so are we as far as that. But I just hope we get back in the game because I want to see us make it as far as they did, well, as far as we did last year in softball.
Yes, I agree. Lexi, she pitched that whole game, no reliever, so still preps perks to her. Like, she's a freshman coming in to pitch that high intense. She's obviously well prepared to keep the tide in the game for so long. And for her offense to even back her also, so that's a good thing. But for her, she needs these under her belts, these high, intense, powerful teams. Like, she needs to continue to go against them, so to get adjusted, to get a feel for it, because SEC play is just around the corner, and that's a different animal. So she's definitely getting her getting prepared. And the catcher, Abby Doerr, she's been doing great as a freshman. She's been showing out. She's been playing 15 games, and she's had 14 starts. So she's a key player to the Tide already, just being a freshman. So just things like that, little keys to the puzzle. Like, it's just all coming together and working out for the best for the Tide. I honestly think that really, they're just going to keep going up from here. And like I said previously, as soon as our hurt players are back, it's mm-hmm. really going to be full throttle. Nothing can hold a tie back, for sure.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to seeing more of KB Sides. I know that she's really been in there. I've read, being watching most of the highlights, she's like one of the key components to this game, to most of the games, honestly. She's really done a great job being in the outfield and hitting. And I feel like I feel she's kind of taken, since she is a junior, she's kind of stepping up more, because that's why we see so much more of her during these games. And I just hope for the best. That's all I'm really, like, focused on, is these upcoming games that we're going to have as far as Arkansas in a few days. I just really hope that we can make it to where we win our upcoming games from here on out.
Yes, I definitely agree. KB Sides, she's definitely stepped up to be a key player for the Tide. Not just playing-wise, just, like, being vocal and everything, because Alyssa does play in the outfield with her. So Alyssa being out, she definitely has stepped up to help the other people in the outfield get adjusted and getting used to it. And playing-wise, she's already, her batting average right now is a .429, the highest one out of the most played games, out of playing 75% of the games. She has 19 RBIs already. She has 21 hits, 17 runs, 49 at-bats. So she's definitely showing that she deserves to be here, helping her team out where she can, and just stepping up to any challenge for sure. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with you guys.
The Capstone, 90.7 FM, WVUA.
Hey, this is Andrew.
This is David.
We're the Revivalists. You're listening to 90.7 The Capstone.
Welcome back. We're going to kick things off with talking about what's going on this weekend in T-Town. The Tide opens up with SEC play this weekend against number 20 Arkansas. These are going to be some good games. You know, we always have competition with SEC. We are one of the best divisions in the country, so there's no doubt that every single SEC game is definitely going to be hard fought. It's going to be a great competition, and especially them being ranked number 20, it's definitely going to be a good game all that weekend.
I definitely think that's going to be a great game. Like you said, they're ranked number 20, plus it's SEC games. Who doesn't love the softball SEC games where those girls play against other SEC teams, which we're big rivals with, especially after you last year. But so they will be playing the 6th, 7th, and the 8th of March, 6th, 7th, and 8th. So I think that's going to be a good game. I think it's supposed to be sunny as well. Getting out there to those games is also going to be a big advantage for our girls. So I'm ready to see that.
Yes, it is a home field advantage. So, you know, the best fans in the nation have to come out and support the Tide to help them cheer on to win this game. Now we're going to talk about the T-Town Showdown. The Tide opened it up against BYU on the 12th of March, which is right before spring break, and they're going to play on until spring break. So they have BYU on that Thursday at 6 p.m. BYU, I feel like they're going to do good against them. They're definitely going to have some great competition, but I feel like it won't be too much for the Tide.
Yeah. And then we're going to have, like, BYU and Bryan, and Bryan and Texas play each other. And then we're going to be get back to Bama March 13th with Bama playing Texas. So that is something. That's a good game. I think
it's going to be a great game.
One of our first podcasts, we talked about the actual the pitcher got hurt.
Yes, the pitcher, definitely. So let's hope and pray that that doesn't happen again.
Pitcher. I'm pretty sure they're going to be skeptical of that. Like, watch out. So that's going to be a great game, March 13th at 6 in Tuscaloosa.
Yes, March 13th against UT. That's going to be a really great game. Definitely going to be hard fought. It's going to be great competition, you know, the Oregon coach transferring to UT, bringing some of his Oregon players, so it's definitely going to be a great one to watch, and like we talked about, the pitcher getting hit by our own catcher, let's hope that she doesn't have any bad luck here again, and that happened to her.
The Oregon people, I just really think there are some great softball people in Oregon, because we actually have...
Yes, we have an Oregon grad transfer here
And she's really good. So as far as Oregon goes, that is going to be some very high intense competition there, especially with her being an Oregon grad competing against probably fellow softball players.
And her coach. That's going to be fun to watch her to go against her old what she used to know.
So if you're not doing anything before spring break, well, before we get out for spring break, that Friday at 6 p.m.
Yeah, so great game to watch Friday at 6 p.m., like she said. Great game to get out and watch, especially the Tide needs all the support they can get, you know, best fans in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So the Tide will also be going against Bryant sometime that weekend. I'm not really sure what day, but I'm pretty sure they will be going against them.
It's going to be March 14th.
March 14th.
That Saturday, awesome. 4 p.m.
Okay, Saturday. So that will be probably a good game also. The Tide won't have too much trouble with them going into them. And then on Wednesday, March 18th, during spring break also, the Tide hosts Troy here in Tuscaloosa on Wednesday at 5 p.m. So if you're available, if you're up here for spring break, you know, working or doing anything, just hanging out with friends, go and check that out. They need all the support they can get. And then they kick things off that weekend on Friday, March 20th, with some more SEC play against Tennessee.
And I believe that's in Knoxville. Yes. I hate to say it, Janae, but I'm kind of, well, I guess not with softball, but I'm kind of a Tennessee fan, so I want to really watch that game. Yes, I grew up in Tennessee, so I'm a big Tennessee fan on the low. Being here at Bama kind of has me like, don't wear orange, don't do anything Tennessean. Tennesseans would do.
Oh,
but
that orange.
As far as softball goes, I'm definitely going to rock with the Tide. Football, I'm in between. I cannot choose.
Never. Football. No, just like Dixieland Delight goes, beat Tennessee.
No.
As always, beat Tennessee.
No. They did pretty good this year against Bama, though. I will give them their props. But
barely.
But I think that's going to be a great game to watch. You're going to catch it on SEC Network and the radio, 93.3 FM, if you will not make it to Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yes, those will be great games to watch. They have also be playing March 25th when we come back to school Wednesday in Montgomery, Alabama against Alabama State. That'll be a good game for the Tide. Just basic fundamentals to use for that game. We'll definitely have I feel like we'll have a great show up for that since it's still in Alabama. The Tide fans do travel a lot, so that's why I'm also not too worried about the Tennessee game. The Tide fans definitely will show up. And then March 27th, that weekend, we're hosting some more SEC play against South Carolina Gamecocks.
You know, I never really heard South Carolina with softball. Like, I haven't heard any good things, but I haven't heard any bad things about them. So I just want to know where they're ranked in and where they stand in the SEC as far as softball goes, because I am not sure. I've heard very little about them playing, but I still feel like our girls, of course, will be on top as usual. But still, I want to see how that goes. Like we said, SEC games are big rivalry. It doesn't matter who it is. They're big rivalry games for us.
Well, right now, overall, South Carolina is 14-4. Mm-hmm. So they major loss. They lost to Washington, the University of Washington, which the Tide beat, which was ranked. Washington was ranked number one. So I can't really get on them for that loss. They played the University of Michigan, which is typically good at softball. They beat them 3-0. They beat Iowa State 5-3. So they aren't too shabby there. They're pretty good. They're kicking off their SEC play with Georgia, which will tell how good they are, which is this Friday, okay, South Carolina. So you'll have more information to see how good they are, JC.
Exactly. I definitely will want to see that because, like you said, they are really, they've had some good numbers, 14-4. I can say that's kind of better than what we've been doing, but I just hope we get better before then so we can take them down. If we can beat Washington, which Washington beat them, we can definitely beat them.
I feel the same way. Going back to UT, UT's got to be some tough competition. They're 20-3 overall right now, so that is very good for them.
For them,
that's good for them. They already beat number 12 ranking Tennessee. They beat them on February 14th on Valentine's Day. What a heartbreaker. And they beat them.
Literally.
They beat them 11-0 with a run rule. So they are something. The Tide will definitely need to come with their A game. They also beat another SEC team, Ole Miss, 4-1. So, and they weren't even at home to beat them. They were in Mexico at the time to beat them. So they're definitely...
See, I really want to say the numbers don't really scare me as much as far as, like, the softball, because I know that we have the potential. We have basically almost the same roster as we did last year. So it's not the numbers that I'm afraid of. I just want to know how confident the girls are as far as playing. I feel like they're not as confident as they were last year.
Yeah, and that goes back to missing some key players and just bringing new players to the team. The Tide, they're definitely still confident, but they just need to lift themselves up a little bit more. And I understand what you're saying about the whole numbers things, but the numbers do not lie. But upsets are always possible. But yes, UT definitely do back it up. They played against the Raging Cajuns on February 25th and lost the first game 2-3. Came back, won the second game 2-1. The Raging Cajuns are ranked number 10 at the time. And they also beat number 1 ranked at the time of February 27th, number 1 UCLA 6-4 in 8 innings. And they also beat number 2 Washington 8-6. So they definitely... they're not playing around this year. They definitely beat Michigan. They're ranked number 13. Like I said, Michigan's a good school, 1-0. So they're definitely not playing around. Those are some top teams. Definitely top 10 teams right there. They beat. And like I said with Bama, just finishing through the game. And Texas has obviously been doing that with the UCLA win, winning 6-4 in 8 innings. And California, in their home. So that is crazy, like I said.
And Bama is ranked number 13, I believe.
Yes.
And top 25. So I feel That's not a bad number. I feel like we still have leeway to go up from here. If we just beat these last few teams out, I feel like we got it. I feel definitely sure. Like you said, upsets are always possible, and I definitely think that these girls have the potential to do an upset, especially against UT and the other SEC schools that we'll be playing from here on out.
Yes, I definitely agree. With Tennessee, I definitely think that they're going to be a good competitor also. They're definitely going to bring a lot to the table. Right now they're 9-7 overall, mm-hmm. which is okay. they lost to Texas 11-0, which is still making Texas look good. So the Tide shouldn't have too much competition with Tennessee, but, you know, upsets are possible as always, so they definitely should always come into every game still prepared mm-hmm. and ready to compete as always with their best foot forward and giving it all they got. Mm-hmm. And so I'm definitely excited to see the Tide go against Texas, especially since their pitcher got hurt last time during a very important time in softball. So I definitely want to see her make her comeback, and can't wait to see the competition between our Oregon transfer grad here go against her old coach mm-hmm. and some of her old teammates, since the new Oregon coach is at Texas now. So I'm definitely excited to see those things in the T-Town Showdown.
Yes, I can't wait either. Like I said, I'm a big Tennessee fan, so seeing that little rivalry going is good. And then also Tennessee, I'm really ready to see that game. But as far as like games being played and so on, we're going to talk about the UAB game being postponed. I feel like that kind of also like gave a little leeway to momentum, because that was like, I feel that was going to be a good game. UAB is right next to us in Birmingham, not even an hour away. But due to weather this past Wednesday, the game was postponed, and it's supposed to be rescheduled for April the 21st at 6 p.m. And I feel like our girls was ready for that game after everything that happened at the Eastern, after everything that has happened at the Eastern Bama Bash. I think our girls were definitely ready. They were on a winning streak. They were winning games. Of course, I think that loss to UCLA kind of threw it off a little, but other than that, I think our girls were ready. We were going to win those games that came up. And UAB, we're definitely going to come back for you guys, because we got to show you what's next door to you.
Yes, that game will be rescheduled for April 21st on a Tuesday at 6 p.m. So I'm looking forward to that against UAB. The Tide definitely will put on a show for that. They always play UAB pretty hard in the past couple of years. They definitely have. So looking forward to that also.
I wonder if our girls will be healed by then, you know, to see definitely. If they were going to be ready for those April games, because April is also like pretty competitive. Well, end of March, beginning of April is a pretty competitive month as well.
Yes, Alyssa should definitely be back by that time.
Yes. We're going to have Auburn come up after that in Missouri. I think those are going to be great games.
Yes.
But the one thing that had me baffled was that, honestly, when I was looking down, I would have thought Missouri would have been higher on the roster for the rankings, but they're ranked at 24. So when I got to looking at the schedule, I was like, okay, we got the rest of this. We go to make it. We got it.
Yes, for sure. Well, I just want to thank you guys all for listening, and I'm your host, Janae Lazaby.
And I'm JC Caver.
And this is Softballing With Us, and I just want to give it time to shout out to thank you for our coaching staff, and thank you for all our fans for listening and all the comments that you guys left on our first episode. We really appreciate that. And keep it coming. We definitely need all the feedback that we can get, and we'll see you guys next week.
Roll Tide.